Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference has launched its campaign to protect Americans' right to preach. It is going to be a 30-city tour called Free to Preach. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Sam Rodriguez is the president. He's a good friend of mine. I actually serve on the board and the executive board, and I'm also chief counsel for the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference. It represents over 40,000 Hispanic churches across the country and several hundred thousand outside the United States. Sam Rodriguez is a strong believer. He is a non-compromising individual with a clear voice, and he has announced that the NHCLC will actually have this free-to-preach event. And this is a great news. It's going to be launched already this year, and the event is called Free to Preach. It's a campaign that will activate the Latino community to, quote, push back darkness and protect the right to preach in Jesus' name, close quote. And that's a quote from the Reverend Samuel Rodriguez, president of the NHCLC.
You know, and I think of, gosh, our country, we started out with so many amazing preachers that would just go out and hold these revivals out everywhere. And to think that we've come to the place where we actually have a free-to-preach event where we have to continue to encourage and protect these rights is just amazing to me.
Yeah, he says that the NHCLC will launch or host a 30-city tour of free-to-preach events in major cities across America to engage its chapters in an unprecedented effort to both raise awareness and prophetically call the Christian community to action. And these include Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, Orlando, Miami, Phoenix, Nevada, cities in New Mexico, North Carolina, Michigan, Ohio, and Puerto Rico. The tour will end with a massive event at Preston Word Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. As part of the campaign, it is an aggressive multimedia messaging strategy to reach Hispanics of every generation. And it's leveraging social media platforms, television programs, and other communications media, such as blogs and podcasts, to educate Hispanics about the importance of religious liberty and to call them to pray and get involved in their community to protect the right to preach. In essence, we want Christians, Sam said, to build a firewall against secular totalitarianism and moral relativism by protecting and defending religious liberty with truth and love in the name of Jesus. That's Sam Rodriguez. He is doing this with other organizations around the country. It's going to be also in cooperation with Daystar TV, and it's a great event. You know, there's more than 42,000 evangelical churches across the U.S. and America that NHCLC represents. It is huge, and as I said, several hundred thousand in Latin America and the Caribbean and Canada are now part of the NHCLC. You know, some people are, you know, they have the misinformation about where the Hispanic community is, and some will say, well, the community is liberal. The community that I know and the community that NHCLC represents, and I'm talking about millions, because we're talking about over 42,000 churches, and some large denominations are in that as well. They are very solid biblically. Their core values are core values that are in line with the scripture. Sam is a very powerful preacher. I don't know if you've ever heard him. I know you have, Holly, because we've invited Sam to speak at our awakening events, and he always is one of the top communicators. He is a powerful preacher that can communicate the gospel in a very clear way, and he actually was someone who was invited. He has this funny kind of illustration where he was invited to an event in Washington, D.C. to have a short prayer.
A short prayer?
Yeah, a short prayer. And they had a Jewish person and they had a Muslim, and I think they had somebody else, and then Sam was last. And Sam, you know, there was lots of people there on the Washington Mall, and Sam powerfully said, in the powerful name of Jesus, the name that is above all name, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And he had a very powerful prayer. He's not one to compromise. He's going to have a very clear message of the gospel.
And, you know, this is a great example to have pastors encouraging other pastors who perhaps are afraid to talk about biblical and moral issues, you know, and relate into what's going on in our culture. You see so many of them compromising that you, I think you need other pastors to encourage them. Listen, we are called to be lights. We are called to guide our people with biblical, moral values, and you need to speak about them in the pulpit.
Right, you do. And that's why we've created the Silence is Not an Option DVD and also the book about what pastors and churches can do with regards to political issues. And I use that word in quotes because I don't really consider things
like marriage, abortion.
Those are biblical issues. Yeah. All these issues that politicians talk about or they are debated. Those are biblical issues, and we have to speak on those because the Bible speaks on those.
Very
and so
clearly, yeah.
The DVD is Silence is Not an Option. I encourage you to go to our website and order the DVD, Silence is Not an Option, and it also has a Patriot's Handbook, a pocket-sized Patriot's Handbook on what pastors and churches can do. And when we present this to pastors, and I present this around the country to pastors about what they're able to do, they're surprised because they feel so much constrained by false information that they
right.
can't speak on issues such as the sanctity of human life, abortion, marriage, other kinds of human sexuality issues, or whatever it may be, because they feel that they might lose their tax exempt status. And that is completely false.
Right. You speak at those with a Liberty boot camps to pastors. And I've talked to many who really are encouraged and motivated as a result of those.
Yeah, it's very freeing because, you know, I encourage them to just preach what God has put on their heart, to preach
the Bible,
the Word
yeah.
of God.
Right.
Yeah, and don't feel intimidated. And not one church, not one, has ever lost its tax exempt status for either supporting or opposing legislation, state, local, or federal, or for speaking about a candidate or speaking about where the candidates stand. Not one church has ever lost its tax-exempt status. Churches are very unique. And so I encourage you to speak up and to speak out and to preach the truth. You can get the Silence is Not an Option DVD and the booklet and send it to your pastors. Make sure that your pastor knows, because as we're moving into this culture where there's so much under attack, we need to have strong messages from the pulpit, strong leadership in our church, and you as people who are members of the church, you play a very critical mm-hmm. and important role to get out the message and encourage your pastor.
Right, because the enemy wants us to be silent. The enemy doesn't want us to deal with these issues in a public way. And God calls us to be lights and to speak out and to speak his truth. That's our mission in life, and to bring others to himself as a result.
And you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and you can go on the churches tab, and we have information there for pastors and churches. Get out the information. Once I sent this to Pastor John Hagee, he ended up communicating with me, and he said, I feel like an inmate let out of prison.
Wow.
I feel free. Everyone tries to tell me what I can't do, and you have told me what I can do. An
Amen.
Inmate let out of prison. I mean,
Amen.
That's kind of a
spiritual
an
freedom.
Amazing picture of that. Mm. But that is really what we're talking about, pastors free to preach, and that really is captured in the name of this movement that they're doing called Free to Preach. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Lc.org. You can click on the Churches tab for more information about the Silence is Not an Option DVD and other information regarding pastors and churches, lc.org. You can also click on the Subscribe button, and you can subscribe to our emails and our newsletters at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.